The new young adult novel Orphan Monster Spy by Matt Killeen tells the story of Sarah, a Jewish girl in Nazi Germany, as World War II is about to break out. She finds herself alone after her mother is shot as they try to escape the country. She meets a mysterious man and saves him from arrest by the soldiers. This reckless act changes everything for Sarah. Again, the name of the novel is Orphan Monster Spy, and we welcome Matt Killeen to the roundtable this morning. Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What brought you to this particular subject for a novel?
It sort of goes right back to my childhood. I mean, I grew up in like the war mad 1970s in the UK, where sort of from a child's point of view, certainly all the stories, the comics, the TV shows, the films that we wanted to come on Saturday afternoon, they were all war related. Even the shoes we wore at school were like Clark's Commandos. They were, you know, war themed. And at the same time, my mother's best friend was German, and so we spent many, you know, happy summers with them. And they were, you know, warm and friendly and compassionate, wonderful hosts and rabidly pacifist. You know, I wasn't allowed to play any games that involve violence or pretend weapons without to talk about where that might lead. And so that was a very strange sort of dichotomy for a child to get their head around. You know, I found it very difficult to square the Germans that I knew with the Germans I'd seen depicted in the media. And of course, as I got older, that dichotomy just became more and more tense as I learned about the Holocaust and, you know, the true horror of the Third Reich. And so that set up a sort of lifetime's horrified fascination with the subject. And the inspiration for the book itself came, I'd moved to South London and I had this bus ride that went past a tube station where there's a bomb-proof lift shaft which has been painted with a war memorial mural. And part of it was dedicated to Violet Szabo. Now, I knew who Violet Szabo was from the film Carve a Name with Pride. She was an SOE agent, and the SOE agents used to parachute behind enemy lines and organize resistance and cause trouble. She was eventually captured and murdered by the Nazis because they weren't prisoners of war, and all they could expect was to be tortured and murdered. And I was looking at it, and I saw the dates of her death, and I did some quick maths, and I went, oh, gosh, she's incredibly young when she died. And then I looked, you know, she was just 21 when she volunteered for what was essentially a suicide mission. And I was thinking, when I was 21, I was a mess. I couldn't have, couldn't have done that. I wasn't much more mature at 21 than I had been at 17 or 15. And that was the moment when sort of Sarah was born in my head. Came pretty much fully formed, you know, an outsider, teenager, and a spy. And the story just grew from there.
So tell us about the character Sarah that we read about in Orphan Monster Spy. Tell us about this young girl and ultimately how she anchors this whole story.
Well, she's the titular orphan. She is her mother is killed in an escape attempt. She's German Jewish, and it's 1939. They're trying to escape to Switzerland at the point where, you know, escape was extremely difficult. Her mother is shot when they run a checkpoint, and so she is left alone in this and without papers or money in a strange town. And she runs into somebody who turns out to be a British agent, and she saves him, and then he offers her a job. And she, with some initial reluctance, she takes the job. She goes undercover in the school for the daughters of elite Nazis, who are you know, little more than human monsters in many ways. And her job is to ingratiate herself with the daughter of a reclusive scientist who is running a nuclear program that she needs to get in and sabotage or otherwise report on. But that mission, too, is more terrifying than you could possibly imagine. She is, you know, she's an outsider. She's, you know, a little bit difficult. She's also, you know, a gifted linguist. She's incredibly, incredibly smart. She's and a gifted musician and a gymnast. And
her mother is an actress, so she thinks she can pull this off, right?
Yes, indeed. As her mother's career as a Jewish actress, her career disappeared. she sort of slid into sort of alcoholism, and Sarah became her carer. And as the money disappeared, she ended up being the person responsible for her. And in return, Sarah's mother taught her, you know, acting and languages and accents and the skills that she had. And these are things that Sarah uses to good effect in her mission.
When you look at a story like this on the shoulders of someone so young, but and to see the pressures and what she is going up against, what was that like for you to write that? The challenge in writing that and having it be so brutal and realistic.
It wasn't always easy, it has to be said. Many of the events, although it's fictional, the story is sort of replete with accurate historical detail, and many of the incidents that took place are things that documented incidents from the 30s, or indeed, you know, I was a heavily bullied child at school. There's a few events there that are retellings of experiences that I had or things that I saw happen to other people. And it is very difficult sometimes to get your head inside that. It means in my writing process, I find it very difficult to sit down and do like a quick 2 hours, you know, because it takes me like an hour and a half to get into the headspace of, you know, some monster or other that I have to write about. And but I spend a lot of time in research. I listen to a lot of oral histories, and I often listen to them over and over again, or I watch documentaries over and over again, because I'm waiting for that one phrase or that one incident that I can retell that will capture the emotional truth of the events of the time. So it's tricky.
and because so often you're reading the story and you're wondering, well, how can this kid deal with this, and yet there are real life examples of children who did exactly this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are, you know, there were a great many teenagers who were resistance fighters and partisans, who were couriers, who were resistors and saboteurs. The idea of a teenage spy is really not a fanciful one. And I think children are remarkably resilient. You know, the things that children are able to bounce back from and lead normal lives is astounding. And sometimes people say, oh, how can you write the story for children or young adults? It's, you know, it's too dark, it's too frightening. And you know, very often these are experiences that in some way some of these children are going through or have gone through.
Are you at work on the second on the next novel?
I am working on the sequel right now. I've been doing a lot of publicity for Orphan Monster Spy, so you know, when I get back to the UK, I'm going to sort of be able to concentrate on that, I hope. But I have a toddler and a dog, so and a 19-year-old, and all of those things are distracting.
But as far as was it always your intention that there would be a sequel, or did that come later on in the writing process?
I have some ideas in my head. The sequel, you know, I was fortunate enough that you know, Viking in the US and my UK publishers, Usborne, were like, yes, absolutely, we want a sequel. I have other ideas. We will see let's see how this book does, and then see if anybody wants to read more. But there are more stories.
The name of the book is Orphan, Monster, Spy. It is published by Viking. Matt Killeen, thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, Orphan, Monster, Spy by Matt Killeen. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.